Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is our Single Storm podcast.
The transcripts of Hunter Biden and his testifying under oath and in front of the House committee investigating the possibility of impeaching Beijing Biden. It didn't go so well. What are the takeaways? This was one of the more interesting sections that I found that I thought you might be able to benefit from when you started reading this. This is an excerpt from his testimony when he was talking about the money that he received. From these individuals who are nationals of communist China. Now, for those of you who don't know how it works in China, the communist government in any communist country owns and operates everything. So when you start talking about, oh, well, this is a business in China. No, a business in China is the government in China, because in a communist nation, they run everything. Everything goes through communist China's government. So this exchange I found to be quite interesting. And of course, Hunter Biden's attempt to evade. So, question. So I want to refer you back to the paragraph you read where you said, our deal with the biggest potential was a partnership with a Chinese private equity fund seeking to invest in Chinese capital and companies outside the country. What were you referring to there? I was referring to BHR, said Hunter. BHR Partners, correct? Yes. And then you say, I was an unpaid advisor in that deal, and to this day, I have collected no money from the transaction. Is that correct? Yes, claims Hunter. And when you wrote this, it was approximately 2021. Isn't that right? I got it published in 2021. I wrote it in 2020. What you don't say here is that you get money from Jonathan Lee, didn't you? I believe ultimately, no, I did not get money from Jonathan Lee. This is the communist over in China. I'd now like to show you bank records. Mr. Lowell, are you talking about a loan? The loan? He got money, whether you want to call it a loan or, okay, I'm sorry. You want to call a payment. You want to call it a payment. Did you get money from Jonathan Lee? Is very clear. I was loaned my money against my equity stake in the company of which Jonathan Lee was the majority partner of. So, in this, when you say you collected no money in your book, the reality is that just the year earlier in 2019, you had received a $250,000 wire from Jonathan Lee. Isn't that correct? To send back to him for the equity stake in the fund. You never repaid the loan to Jonathan Lee. Isn't that correct? Did I repay the loan? Correct. Hunter says, I sold my equity interest in it. And part of that is the assumption of the loan. You never paid the money back to Jonathan Lee, did you? What I'm telling you is I sold my equity interest in BHR, and part of that arm's length transaction is the assumption of the loan, and that it's between Jonathan Lee and the equity holder. And that equity holder is Kevin Morris, correct? Hunter Biden says, yes. So there you go, folks. Communist China, with its tentacles, buying off weak anti-American left-wing Democrats like Hunter Biden. I thought it was very interesting. Yes, he did get money. And frankly, no, folks, he never paid back the cash. He sold off his interest for nothing. It was all a mechanism just to put money into his pocket. And now everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. So the Democrats were out there saying, oh, man, this was all a big nothing burger. Oh, yes, let's just all move on. And the biased press echoed it. And then the Republicans said, oops. By the way, there was also a side deal. The Republicans said, let's not go out to the cameras. Let's just wait for the transcript to be done, and then we can comment on this. The Democrats said, fine. First thing the Democrats did was run to the microphones and blab their mouth. So then the Republicans came afterward and said, well, since the Democrats broke their word, as Democrats always do, because as you know, Democrats lie, leftists lie, they always lie. So now the transcripts are coming out, and now we're going to see just how much of a degenerate Hunter Biden really is. And those Chinese tentacles from the communist government of China, they run deep, even into America's schools, also ironically enough, run by Democrats. More on that coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy, and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life? Our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
This briefing that was put out by some of the sheriffs that are leveling with the American people, the sheriffs are being told quietly by the FBI, it's not a matter of if, but when America suffers a terrorist attack. And I'm directing these next comments toward those idiots, and they are idiots, who said,
yeah, you could have 10 to 12 million illegal aliens come into America and everything's going to be fine. No problems.
Yeah, sure. Sure. There was a logical conclusion, a logical destination for all of this, and that is we have welcomed a terrorist attack. And we're being told now by the constabulary that it's not a matter of if, but when it happens, courtesy of your government. Your government did this to you through its open borders. How do people say that you can open up your borders, have no vetting on millions of people, and not have it bite you in the rear end? There's a reason why. GovEd. Government education is raising two generations of stupid people. Absolutely stupid people who don't question a damn thing their government is doing to them. Let me bring on Alex Nestor, an investigative fellow for Parents Defending Education. Before joining Parents Defending Education, Alex reported on education at the Washington Free Beacon and produced podcasts for Nebulous Media. Alex, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, a letter your organization sent out to 34 states, superintendents in those states, where you found a connection between education and the Communist Party of China. What did you find?
Yeah, so, well, it's a big connection and one that I think is really underexplored. Last summer, we released a report called Little Red Classrooms. As part of that report, we found that 143 schools or school districts in the United States, spanning in, 34 states plus Washington, D.C., had fostered ties to the Chinese Ministry of Education or CCP, Chinese Communist Party-affiliated groups to, ostensibly provide Chinese language and culture programming for people-to-people exchanges, what have you.
Wow.
So with that report last summer, that's what we found there. 2 weeks back now, the House Subcommittee on the CCP revealed, some frightening revelations as part of a hearing, including that Chinese hackers had attempted to embed malware into a Texas electric grid, and Chinese hackers had tried to disrupt critical water infrastructure. So putting these two pieces together, our question is, what was the Chinese government able to access as part of these connections to our schools? Because let's make one thing clear. The Chinese Communist Party does not have the best interests of our students at heart. So it's really unclear what the Chinese government was able to access, and we are asking states to take action to figure that out and to protect students and the American public.
Well, GovEd and the CCP have that in common. They don't have America's children's best interests at heart. Let me ask you, when you confronted these school districts, such as they are, were they aware of their connections with the Communist Party of China?
I think a lot of them are, in a way, and then I don't think necessarily they realize the potential harms there. I think all of this sounds good, just like when we talk about things like, anti-racism or social-emotional learning. These things sound good. When we have these ties, it sounds good to provide Chinese language and culture programming. And it is. Kids should have these opportunities, but they should have opportunities also to learn about, say, the Tiananmen Square massacre. Those types of things are not going to be included in these types of lessons when they're provided by the Chinese Ministry of Education or by, CCP-affiliated groups. So, again, all of these things sound good to have in schools, and I think that's part of our mission from day one as Parents Defending Education is to just look under the hood, dig a little deeper, and figure out what's going on. And, again, when, the Chinese government is dictating what kids are learning about Chinese language and culture, that's not a good thing. That they're not actually learning real, real history.
Right.
So that's a huge issue.
Well, yes. And then, the learning to speak Mandarin, because we have guys like Joe Biden or his regime in charge, because we have Republicans like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn in charge. Yeah, your children might need to learn to speak Mandarin out of necessity very, very soon. So were you able to determine, Alex, what type of agenda was being pushed onto American school districts by the Communist Party? What type of information did you, what are they trying to sow into young minds when they're not being indoctrinated through TikTok? What are they being subjected to in GovEd being influenced by Communist China? What are our students in for?
So I will give a more recent example that we learned post our report from last summer. Tacoma High School in Washington, or Tacoma Public Schools in Washington, Lincoln High School, actually sent a group of choir students to the conference in San Francisco last fall in November that Xi Jinping was there. Huh. This group of students sang happy birthday to his wife and gave her a birthday card. So, you know, what exactly does that say here? You know, it's pretty concerning when we have American schools who, you know, don't want to teach about our founding fathers because of, you know, America's sins in our past and the terrible things that we've done. Yet, you know, they want to welcome and celebrate someone who's actively, you know, rounding up Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang and putting them in concentration camps. So it's just, it goes to show that it's a very distorted, you know, political agenda that these kids are learning, and one that is more favorable to the Chinese Communist Party than the United States.
True.
That is so unbelievable. And then a couple examples from our report from last summer, like I mentioned, Chinese language and culture programming at times that was taught by a teacher who was tapped by the Chinese government to come to the United States and teach. In one extreme example, there were Chinese diplomats who took information from our top science and tech high school, Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Virginia, and went back to China and made a string of schools called Thomas Schools. So it's very clear that our freedom is being weaponized against us, and wow, our leaders need to step up and stop this.
Well, folks, what you got to know is the education system, the GovEd education system, is dominated by leftists. In the United States of America, you're forced to pay their salaries. You're forced to pay for their agenda. And learning that our students are being instructed to praise the leaders of a genocidal, racist, slave state like communist China, all in service to collectivism and absolute government power, should send alarm bells across this entire country. Alex Nestor is our guest, investigative fellow for Parents Defending Education. How pervasive, I should say, is the infection? How far does this reach into GovEd? How deeply are China's financial tentacles penetrating into GovEd?
Yeah, so there's good news and there's bad news, right? The good news is, you know, from our report, there are only 7 districts right now that we know of, to be clear, that we know of, that have active ties to Confucius classrooms or Confucius Institute. We know from our friends at the National Association of Scholars that the Confucius Institute, which is, you know, the higher education university-based programming, that those at one time numbered to be, I think, about 120 in the United States and have now dwindled to only a handful. So the number is going down, especially after the 2020 report from the State Department that found that this is an active propaganda arm of the Chinese Communist Party. So the number has gone down. However, we know that the Chinese government, through funding and through other mechanisms, I mean, they're not giving up on this. They've said as much that this is a huge push, that this is a huge priority of theirs to expand, yep, Confucius Institutes and classrooms in the United States. So we know it's not really going anywhere. It's probably just hiding under the surface, and more research needs to be done to figure out exactly where and exactly how this is happening. In part, we know a little bit of that. A part of that answer is through organizations like Asia Society or other nonprofits working in states that will get grants from the Chinese Ministry of Education to then offer, you know, the language and culture programming or what have you in school. So really, you know, good news, the numbers going down, sort of. And then the bad news is we really don't know what is exactly happening now to make up for the reduction in Confucius Institute.
Right.
And Confucius.
We don't know how deep the infection goes, China's infection of the United States of America. Last question I have. Since our government isn't arrayed at protecting our people on various levels, and that's, I can say that unequivocally, I can say that this government has been turned against our people in the finest tradition of communism. What can parents do to protect their children from an agenda that is being unleashed on them by left-wing Democrats, the communist China agenda unleashed on their children by Democrats in GovEd? What can parents do to defend them?
Well, look, we're, you know, 4 years now into this battle for parental rights, and I think what's been very cool to see over time is that parents aren't backing down. Parents are standing up. They will go to the school board with concerns. Even when they are shunned, silenced, and shut out from those conversations, they continue to take a stand. And that has been so encouraging to see. So, you know, we always encourage parents, ask questions. We've got resources on our website, you know, questions you can ask your school board about X issue, whether it's social emotional learning or divisive race ideology, what have you. I think the biggest thing that parents should do is to be informed. Read over your school policies, read over your state laws, know what governs, you know, your rights over, you know, your kids' education. I think that's really important for parents to be informed and to speak up when they see something going awry.
Yep, and any politician or any group that wants to deny parental school choice and education freedom, they are complicit and colluding with an enemy, whether they know it or not. Alex Nestor, investigative fellow for Parents Defending Education, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That there is going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Drop me a line at chrissalcedo.com. Yeah, there's email there. There's a voicemail there. Let me know what you think about the new website. Let me know what you think about all the ways in which you can get in touch with the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, on Newsmax 1, Newsmax 2, our Getter and Rumble chats. All of our social media stuff is there on chrissalcedo.com, plus where to find us in other programming other than the Salcedo Storm podcast. Also visit texasscorecard.com. When you go to texasscorecard.com, you're going to find all the news and information that is pertinent to your life here in Texas. And if it's impacting Texas, sure as hell it's going to be impacting the rest of the country. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you, Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.